You will hear a radio interview with the manager of a new shopping centre, Rob Stevens.
This morning we have Rob Stevens with us. Rob is the manager of the new shopping centre just outside the city. Hello Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rob, the new shopping centre has been open for 6 months now, hasn't it? How popular is it?
Actually, we have been open since February, to be exact, so that adds a couple of months, and it has been really busy all this time, to tell you the truth.
Why do you think so many people are visiting it, even though it is not in the city centre? I mean, it's a 10-minute drive out of the city, isn't it? Doesn't that put people off a bit?
No, not at all. In fact, a lot of people like the fact that it is in an area with easy parking and lots of space. Also, if you don't drive or don't want to use your car, there is a very good bus service that is free to and from the city centre. The car park is also free, which is a big advantage, as parking in the city is usually limited to 1 hour before you have to move your car.
I see, but there are a lot more facilities apart from shops too, aren't there?
Yes, of course. There are nearly 20 cafes and restaurants offering many different kinds of food. Also, there is a play area for young children, and you can leave your kids there while you go and do your shopping in peace.
There must be someone there to look after them, though.
Yes, of course. We have a wonderful team of play leaders who are all very experienced in childcare and first aid, just in case there are any little accidents. You know what children are like.
Sure. Now, could you tell us a bit about the gardens?
In the summer, this is the big attraction. The gardens are beautiful. There is a lake that you can go on in little boats. I must say, though, that fishing is strictly forbidden at all times. There's also a cafe next to the lake with its own play area and even a small zoo.
Really? I didn't know that. Does it have dangerous animals in it?
No, not really. Just animals like horses, goats, pigs, sheep, ducks, etc. It's just perfect for little children, as they are allowed to feed the animals at certain times of the day, with the help of the zookeepers.
Well, I have to say, it does sound like a special place. I'll have to take my children there soon.
Now listen again.
This morning we have Rob Stevens with us. Rob is the manager of the new shopping centre just outside the city. Hello Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rob, the new shopping centre has been open for 6 months now, hasn't it? How popular is it?
Actually, we have been open since February, to be exact, so that adds a couple of months, and it has been really busy all this time, to tell you the truth.
Why do you think so many people are visiting it, even though it is not in the city centre? I mean, it's a 10-minute drive out of the city, isn't it? Doesn't that put people off a bit?
No, not at all. In fact, a lot of people like the fact that it is in an area with easy parking and lots of space. Also, if you don't drive or don't want to use your car, there is a very good bus service that is free to and from the city centre. The car park is also free, which is a big advantage, as parking in the city is usually limited to 1 hour before you have to move your car.
I see, but there are a lot more facilities apart from shops too, aren't there?
Yes, of course. There are nearly 20 cafes and restaurants offering many different kinds of food. Also, there is a play area for young children, and you can leave your kids there while you go and do your shopping in peace.
There must be someone there to look after them, though.
Yes, of course. We have a wonderful team of play leaders who are all very experienced in childcare and first aid, just in case there are any little accidents. You know what children are like.
Sure. Now, could you tell us a bit about the gardens?
In the summer, this is the big attraction. The gardens are beautiful. There is a lake that you can go on in little boats. I must say, though, that fishing is strictly forbidden at all times. There's also a cafe next to the lake with its own play area and even a small zoo.
Really? I didn't know that. Does it have dangerous animals in it?
No, not really. Just animals like horses, goats, pigs, sheep, ducks, etc. It's just perfect for little children, as they are allowed to feed the animals at certain times of the day, with the help of the zookeepers.
Well, I have to say, it does sound like a special place. I'll have to take my children there soon.